breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
I get a laugh every day on my way to work.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Yeah, good morning and welcome everybody. We've made it to another day. It is the third day of April. And I hope you got through yesterday okay. We know these are trying times, but we will make it. We will get there. We will get there. Every day we're another day closer to this stuff being over. Anyway, let's have a look at what's making news around the place today. You're going to hear a lot about this later. There is a huge ventilator shortage in New York. It is just a train wreck. Poor old New York. Dear, oh dear. On the Mid-North Coast, there are 44 people now with COVID-19. Those numbers are pretty good when you look elsewhere. Well done, Mid-North Coast. Everybody that's staying at home and only going out for the essentials, great work. Now, 6 of the 27 confirmed cases in the Port Macquarie-Hastings local government area are from an unknown source of infection, or the other term for it is it's locally acquired. So everybody, keep washing your hands, keep staying at home. We will win this war. Tasmania has shut down horse and greyhound racing in tightening to prevent people travelling within the island, while sex work and garage sales are also banned. That's the first time I've heard those two linked together. Yeah. Global cases of the coronavirus are set to pass the 1 million mark as the World Health Organization reviews the guidelines on face masks. In America, again, terrible stats, 10 million Americans have lost their jobs. Locally, parents and childcare centres have applauded the government's move to save the industry. In finance, the Dow Jones is up 362 points and the Aussie dollar is worth 60.2 US cents. In sport, a pay agreement has been reached between the NRL Players Association and the governing body. And coming up on the show today, we will have some fun despite all this going on. In Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss. I've got news on the passing of a great jazz player. Also, Delta Goodrum doing some good. And what John Stamos is doing with one of the lounges off Full House. It's a funny story, actually, and one we need to get a bit of a giggle at. In What's Trending, Gordon Ramsay, of course, he's himself quarantined with his family, and he's going to tell us how to make the perfect scrambled eggs, and it's one simple thing he wants you to do. We will go through that later. How good are scrambled eggs? Fair dinkum. Fresh parsley out of the garden in with that. My mum gave me the recipe. For every egg, you add one tablespoon of milk too, and that's the way to do it. And I'll give you Gordon's tip a little bit later. We'll also have a look at the Mid-North Coast today, catch up with John Michael and all the Hollywood goss. He's got news on Megan's documentary commentary being panned by critics, and also Little Britain to make a comeback. Woo! You can win $1,000 on the all newly renovated birthday. Well, they put a shocking photo art graph of me up on the Facebook site yesterday when I was 12. Please, I will find out who you are. And if your birthday today, you're sharing it with the likes of Heath Ledger, Hugo Weaving and Graham Norton. That's the lineup on the show today, 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site, or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page on the website, press catch up, it's all there. It's 5 past 5. Triple M Mid-North Coast and the Quarantine 1000 songs starting on Monday. What will end up number one? Ooh, yeah, I'm not quite sure. Gee, I think with all the stuff about Queen, you reckon Queen might do it again? I don't know. Anyway, we'll see. That is the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. I love that. I love the brass section in that song. Sensational. Men at Work, and also Can't Fight This Feeling, Can't Fight the Moonlight Anymore, the great Leanne Rimes. Gee, it's a long time since we've heard one from Leanne. Weather for the coast today is you're just rising. It is going to be partly cloudy today, a little bit of fog around early, medium chance of rain and thunderstorms this afternoon, but still very warm, and temperatures around 28 to 29 degrees for today.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Bingley?
Today is gonna be a good day.
Yeah, well, the update on the virus on the Mid-North Coast, there are now 44 people with COVID-19. 6 of the now 27 confirmed cases in the Port Macquarie-Hastings area have the unknown source of infection or locally acquired tag on them. That's 44. Well done, Mid-North Coast. These figures aren't skyrocketing. keep staying home, keep washing your hands. You're doing a great job. And again, big shout out to all our health workers too. Whether you're on the front desk at the hospital, a cleaner, or one of the doctors and nurses, we really appreciate what you're doing. In some other news around the place today, from the Koala Hospital, this is a good story. 17 koalas, the majority of the burns victims, and some of the rehabilitated koalas have been released back to where they came from, most to the same tree from which they were rescued. That is a good story. In racing, the Gallops are at Taree tomorrow with a day meeting. And the Bureau today has issued a strong wind warning for these northeasterly winds to about 25 knots. That's the Mid-North Coast today. Thanks to Bing Lee for all the latest entertainment and tech gear, plus a huge range of breakfast appliances and coffee machines.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet with Bluey Waters. Thanks to Watson's Caravans.
And Hastings Marine in their Bargain Boats and Bits catalogue. Good morning, Bluey Waters in the dark. I can't see you, but I probably will tomorrow.
Good morning, Shorty. Yes, and I tell you what, it's getting darker.
I know.
I can't believe it.
Don Barton had a terrible expression. It's like being inside a dead dog. It is so dark in here. That's one of his best.
Oh, Jesus, I'll have nightmares
for
that one.
I know. There you go. But it is very dark. But tomorrow night, we put the clocks back an hour, Bluey, and we will be right now. We had it clarified. We can go for a fish, but don't push your luck, if you know what I mean. Head out for your hour and have your social distancing. What did we catch yesterday?
Zero.
Oh, no.
It was terrible. I tell you what.
Didn't you like that northeasterly wind in your face?
Yeah, a little bit of that. It wasn't as strong as we thought it would get up to, but it was a run of the tide. We must have had a fair bit of rain up in the hills, I think, because there was a fair bit of run, and it was just so difficult to fish. But in the end, we just had to give it away, you know, and hopefully it can be better today.
Yeah, when you say that, Bluey, well, I went for my hour walk yesterday afternoon, and you could see that blanket of brown water going out again from the river outlet. So, yeah, certainly, and more rain coming up today. So what do you think about today? Bod, you're on the top of the tide now, draining away to a 0.4 at midday. There's a strong wind warning again for your favourite, northerly.
Where did you put me ping-pong balls? I can't find
them. No, they're gone, Bluey, because the wheel's back, remember?
Oh, good on you. What am I going to use now?
Oh, I don't know. It's up to you. You've got control of this segment.
I have to get a deck of cards out. Anyway.
Okay.
We're out to the estuary. We'll try for a brim or a blackfish on prawns. How's that sound?
Or blackfish on prawns. Okay.
Well, thanks for getting rid of me ping pong balls. God.
They're all gone.
You come up with a great idea and you better go and get rid of them.
I know. They're gone because the new wheel's back. You've got to get James to have a look at it on the Triple M Facebook site. It's very good.
I know. They did a good job of it, didn't they?
I tell you what, now also locally in the Port News in Jason's column, because he's a Rooster supporter, fine man, he's got a photograph of young Andrew with a 480-gram whiting, Bluey.
Wow, that's a good size whiting, isn't it, eh?
Yeah, it is. And they're such a good eating fish, too. So they are about. So it might be a weekend to get out and maybe target them. What do you think for the weekend? Your early look. Now, tomorrow's going to be pretty much the same as today with showery and stormy conditions. But Sunday's going to be beautiful, 19 to 25 in the sunshine. What do you think we should target?
We've got a number of areas on with good fish at the present moment. Like your beaches were fishing quite well. As you said, your tarlers you don't like, but there's good quality whiting on the beaches and brim. Around the breakwaters, we're picking up blackfish on certain tides. It's a nice brim early morning on the top of that tide. Back in the estuary where we were getting whiting and flathead until there's probably a bit of run in the water, but that all ceased pretty quickly. And the crabs, you know, like if you want to get a feed of crabs, put your crabs out over the weekend because you're certainly going to get some, that's for sure.
Okay, well, there you go. That's Bluey's tip for the day. And again, let's reiterate the social distancing thing and going out by yourself or with another person, remember what you're doing and enjoy your hour out. And for the boaties, look, both from Marine Rescue's point of view and as we heard from the minister that Ray Hadley quoted during the week as well, if you don't have to be out there, really don't. They don't want the Marine Rescue people, the staff of volunteers, putting themselves in danger while this is on. Please, if you have to have a fish, make it a land-based fish, eh?
Yeah.
Now, also, 59 days until the NRL lifts off. Bluey, they're calling it Project Apollo. June 1 is the new launch date. And also, there's a nice story in the Telegraph today on Darren Flindell, who's the Sky Racing caller. Now, the great thing about I have a tenuous link to Darren Flindell. I went to Max Rowley's Media Academy with Darren Flindell years ago. Like, I'm talking about, what would it be, 35 years ago. How about that one, Bluey?
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
And it's really funny. Max Rolly used to say to him, "Darren, mate, you, every time you open your mouth, you sound like you're calling a race, mate." He'd say that. And that's what he ended up doing. He was, I think he did a few years in Hong Kong, actually, before coming back, and now he's Channel 9's number one caller. But I haven't seen him for donkey's years, but I used to go to Max Rowley's school in 241 Chalmers Street in Redfern, Louis, to the radio school. And
Darren, Max saying, back memories in the day.
Yeah, but it's just so ironic. Mate, you sound like you're calling a race. That's what he used to say. All right, Louis, you give us some normality in our week. Everybody's looking forward to this. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready? The Bluey Waters TAB Best Bet.
Yes, the Bluey Waters Sports TAB Best Bet. We're off to Royal Randwick tomorrow afternoon. We're on to race 10, horse 6, way up there in the sky at 8-1.
Oh, I like that, Bluey, because there's nothing better on a Saturday than getting out on the last. One of your best. Now, in that salutes...
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Yes, we're off to Dan Murphy's. We've got two E's extra guys dummies at 41.95 a carton.
Wow. All right, Bluey. Now, you're a maths genius as well. Now, I'm not talking about married at first sight. I'm talking about maths, not maths. Now, what is that a grog, Bluey?
I think I've made a mistake with this. Hang on a sec. Sorry about that.
Well, hang on. Don't tell me. There's controversy. You haven't got the solar powered calculator out, have you? Because it won't work in these conditions.
$1.74. I've got to be cheaper than that. $1.74 a grog.
$1.74 a grog. Yeah, there you go. Now, Bluey only has the Casio solar-powered calculator, which is really struggling while it's pitch dark at the moment. But $1.74, you've done well. All right, Bluey, enjoy your day today, and we shall talk to you on Monday.
Cheers!
Thank God it's...
For your local flooring, carpets and rug superstore, Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hi, I'm Abby Smith. To COVID-19 facts first. Overseas, the UK has recorded its worst day of the pandemic, with their death toll now edging towards 3,000. Prime Minister Boris Johnson confirming more than 500 deaths in the past 24 hours, 44 of those with no underlying health conditions. All his government are facing pressure over the lack of testing, but he says this will be increased.
We're also massively increasing testing because it is so important. And as I've said for weeks and weeks, this is the way through. This is how we will unlock the coronavirus puzzle. This is how we will defeat it.
There's now been more than 50,000 deaths across the world. A joint government operation is underway to provide treatment to crew members trapped on cruise ships off the east coast of Australia. Doctors are being flown onto 8 ships over the coming days off New South Wales. It's hoped they'll be on their way by Monday. Renters will be at the top of the agenda when the National Cabinet meets today. The PM and Federal and State Treasurers are weighing up options for commercial and residential tenants and owners from the closures and economic impacts of the virus. Plenty of events and parties are falling by the wayside as we stick to self-isolation, and the Danish royals aren't exempt. Princess Mary's mother-in-law, Queen Margareta, will celebrate her 80th birthday in isolation, but a Facebook group is planning a sing-along at windows from balconies and gardens. And the second Clap for Carers has been held in the UK, uniting the country to clap for the healthcare workers on the front line. Kids urged to use pots and pans and make as much noise as possible.
Did you know 1 in 6 Australian children currently live in poverty? You can change the life of a disadvantaged Australian child through sponsorship. Search the Smith family to find out more.
To sport, with NRL players copping a 75% pay cut, West Tigers veteran Benji Marshall believes the current crisis will help them to better appreciate what they have.
This might seem like it's tough now, but I reckon on the other side of whatever happens with the game, I feel like it's going to make everyone better in terms of what we do, obviously financially, just with the boys respecting our job a bit more and understanding how lucky we are.
And the cricket world is mourning the death of Tony Lewis, who co-created the Duckworth-Lewis system. that's used to decide rain-affected games.
Let's go surfing now.
Triple M's beach and surf conditions with Hutto, powered by Percival Property. If you're looking for property today, go to percival.com.au.
More clean conditions greet us on the holiday coast today. We have a high tide around 6 o'clock, so with these small waves and the high tide, pretty much those waves have been gobbled up on most of those beaches. No wind early, so I would recommend getting in before that strong nor'easterly wind comes up later today. As that wind goes up, nor'east corners will have the best waves, and the water temperature is still a beautiful 23 degrees, so get out there early, make the most of that hour in the sun and surf.
Johnny Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Jazz great Elias Marsalis Jr., who's a pianist, a teacher and a patriarch of a New Orleans musical clan that included famed performing sons Winton and Branford, has passed away after battling pneumonia brought on by the coronavirus. He was 85. Delta Goodrum has announced she'll be holding a series of free online performances during the pandemic. She'll be debuting brand new songs that haven't been heard by the public yet. And John Stamos gave his Full House fans quite a surprise during the week, revealing that he has the iconic couch from the 1980s-1990s sitcom Full House actually in his home, and he uses it for a baby gate. Oh, these are trying times. Well done, John. Gee, that was a good show.
Michelle, wouldn't you rather have an Elvis party? Get an idea. Instead of all those goofy little hats, your friends can wear little tiny sideburns.
What do you say, little mama?
No, thank you, Big Daddy.
Triple M and the Quarantine 1000 Countdown starts on Monday. Wonder what will be number one? That is Valerie there from the great Steve Winwood. It is 12 to 7, 13, 27, 10. Our telephone number if you'd like to give us a call. Another nice sunrise. Not as good as yesterday, but not a bad one out there this morning. You're talking about, gee, the Quarantine 1000, yeah. When September ends, Green Day. I wonder if that is going to be right up there in the top 10. I'm not sure. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to start it on Monday, the Quarantine 1000, here on Triple M Mid-North Coast. The radar looks pretty clear at the moment, but gee, when you look at the overall weather pattern from the state, we are going to cop something. We certainly are going to cop something over the next couple of days, you'd have to say. They are talking about a 50% chance of rain today and also some storms, but they're talking about that more in the latter part of the day into the evening and tomorrow. They haven't mentioned the R-word rain, but they've said showers and storms. 4 mil in Taree, the top rainfall registration overnight.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah, here he is, Lethal Lee. He was one of the great Hawthorn players, wasn't he?
Oh, Lee one Matthews. I was named after him. Did you know that?
Really? Is that true?
Yeah, true story. Dad absolutely loved Lee Matthews. Absolute legend of the Hawthorn Footy Club.
Yeah, and of course, and there were so many in that Hawthorn team of the 70s, went on to be great coaches.
Yeah, very
and of course,
true.
What he, all those premierships with Brisbane.
Yeah.
Collingwood, I think, did he coach them?
Before Brisbane, yeah. He might have been with Collingwood. That was before I sort of paid too much attention to the AFL. But yeah, for sure, he's done some great things.
But Lee, honestly, if you've ever gone into his career and have a look at some of the videos, he wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes in today's game. He used to belt blokes left, right and centre.
Yeah,
it was a different game back in those days.
Times.
Oh, Lethal Lee. Now, also, Lee, as we know, is a Victorian. They've got some holidays coming up. You're heading back to Myrtleford. And I love this great bit of trivia that Myrtleford, like we have the big banana on the Mid-North Coast, and we were going to have the big strawberry at Ricardo's before they moved the highway. And also we had the big bull in Wauchope. Now, you grow a lot of tobacco in Myrtleford, and you had the big cigarette, although it's gone now, is that right?
Yeah, we don't grow tobacco anymore. It was sort of, we couldn't do it anymore after, I think it was 02, 03, over laws were changed, et cetera, et cetera. The big smoke is no longer there. It's been painted over, but it is still, it's there,
still
but
there.
It's just been painted over. So
been painted
over.
Fair enough. All right, buddy. What are the papers saying today?
So we'll start with the Daily Telegraph, the headline there, cops warned to calm down tensions, police state. fines for two men talking on a Sydney street and another for a woman out driving her car at 1:30 a.m. have led to calls by lawyers and judges for Police Commissioner Mick Fuller to retain his powers of discretion and rein in his overzealous officers as social distancing laws threaten to get out of hand. Also, parents' own care package, childcare will be free for families for 6 months, allowing working parents to stay in jobs crucial to keeping the Australian economy afloat. That's in the Telegraph. Plenty more there as well. Also in the Sydney Morning Herald today, the headline today being childcare now free for all workers. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is vowing to return to conservative economic policy making on the other side of the COVID-19 crisis after he made childcare free for all families as part of the government's $196 billion spending on pandemic stimulus. Also, one-third of serious virus cases under 60, one-third of seriously ill COVID-19 patients who have been admitted to hospital wards or intensive care units are under 60, New South Wales health data reveals, and beating a lay by business. Poultry farmers are seeing demand for backyard chickens soar amid perceptions of an egg shortage in supermarkets.
Isn't that amazing? Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Now, locally, again, we've got to congratulate the Mid-North Coast. We're not by no means out of the woods, but just keep doing what you're doing. Don't go out unless you have to. And keep washing your hands. The total at 44 now for COVID-19.
Yeah, absolutely right. So, of course, as you say, we're not seeing those cases go up as some places are, especially in Sydney. So it shows that we are doing a really, really good job, especially in those council areas of Nambucca, Bellingen and Kempsey, because they've still only got 1 to 4 at the moment. So that's really good news. But with cases still, of course, around the state and new cases being diagnosed every day, we've still got to, of course, adhere to those rules. Now for the Port Hastings, there are 27 confirmed cases. Six of those have an unknown source of infection or locally acquired. And for Coffs Harbour, it's 10. And also those interested, the Mid-Coast Council area is now up to 33.
Okay, good on you, Lee. Now, also some good news from the Koala Hospital as well, in amongst all this other serious stuff that's going on. Sue Ashton sent us a nice email, and this goes back to the bushfires. This is great.
Yeah, this is really fantastic to see. 17 koalas, the majority of the burns victims, and some of the rehabilitated koalas have now been released back to where they came from, most to the same tree from which they were rescued. So that's
a
really great piece of news there. Yeah. It's fantastic to see.
Yeah.
There is some still good news going around. And, of course, as that comes in, we'll look to bring as much of that to you as possible.
Good on you, Lee.
It's a pretty tough time.
Good on you, buddy. Now, also, I'll be amazed. We should do a Lee Jolo petrol bingo, okay? Now, I have a spice rack there that people found in the prize cupboard that's not going out to the news place. I might even put it up on the Facebook site. Now, Lee leaves a good carbon footprint. He's got is it a V6 or V8 Commodore
Just the V6.
It's the V6. How much money? I know the price of petrol's gone down. How much money do you think Lee Jolo will spend to get to Myrtleford?
A good question.
Oh, we might put that up with a photo of Lee in his car, and we have the spice rack, which is a leftover thing out of the prize cupboard, as a prize. Lee, I'm going to leave you to do that social post, all right?
I've heard some pretty wacky ideas, mate, but that's right up there.
Should we do it in litres or monetary value? I mean, you're the petrol head here. What do you think?
Well, do you want me to tell you how much it cost last fill up?
No, we don't. We just want to keep that a secret. Should we do it in litres or monetary value?
I reckon monetary value.
Monetary value, all right, okay. Yeah. I'll leave you to do that social post with a nice photograph of your car. As Lee Jolo's hurdles back to Myrtleford, there is a spice rack on offer. Well, it's to do with the cancelled Spice Girls tour. See, we couldn't do the giveaway.
It must be.
I made that up.
Devastating.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast. Yeah, and the Sin Bin, classic old games of footy with Kenty, Gordon Tallis, Maroon and Hoops tomorrow for Midday Beauty. All fired up, they will be. That's Pat Benatar at 13 past 7. On Monday, we announced the winner of Triple M's Snore to score. It's been fantastic. James revealed the final finalist yesterday.
In 2020, Triple M rocks the Snores at the Mid-North Coast. Snore to score. On offer, a $900 Harvey Norman betting package. Snore to score. Thanks to Harvey Norman betting, Port Macquarie.
This is our final Snore to Score entry for this week, and it comes from initials MM. It actually gives me real Indiana Jones vibes. You might be thinking, what on earth am I talking about? Well, I'll explain in a second.
Nah.
come on, surely it's not just me. At the end of each of those snores, there's this little reverberation that sounds like someone's walking across a very old wooden bridge. It's extremely rickety and the ropes are tightening and tightening and they could snap at any point in time. It's very dramatic. I love it. And that'll be part of our compilation tomorrow with all the snores we've heard of this week. And then it's up to you to vote for it on Facebook at Triple M Mid North Coast.
How good is the bloke? He sounded like a runaway train. Fair dinkum. Anyway, it's up to you to vote over the weekend. Look out. We're going to put a montage up on the Triple M Facebook site.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Triple M Mid-North Coast to the birthday wheels back. The newly renovated wheel. The birthday balls are gone, the wheel's back, and it looks great. There's a photo up on the Triple M Facebook site, along with an embarrassing photo of me as a 12-year-old. Who put that there? Thank you very much. Billy Ocean, when the going gets tough. But the $1,000 birthday wheel back, newly renovated, after eight.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen.
Morning, John Michael.
Good morning. How are you, Mark?
I'm fantastic.
And hello, the Holiday Coast.
Yeah, what about this story about Megan's documentary getting panned by the critics?
Well, she did a voice. You know, you maybe remember there was a clip of Harry approaching the then boss of Disney, a man called Bob Iger, and saying, well, she'd be available to do voiceover work. And I mean, he was acting like her agent. and anyway, they did give her a job. Commenting on a documentary about elephants, right? And she did the job, and it's the people who have seen the film said she's not very good.
Poor old Megan.
It's a very flat, uninteresting sort of delivery because, you know, a documentary can be made or broken by the commentary.
Yeah.
And there are certain people that are marvellous with those, you know, with their voices to add importance or lightness or whatever to what we're looking at, and she apparently hasn't got the goods. Mm-hmm. So of course they're moving to Malibu. I had to laugh. They said she said she would never move to America while Trump was president. Well, they're going to Malibu, right? I thought last time I looked, that was in America. And obviously she thinks he'll meet some producers on the beach and get. I mean, this is the most manipulative thing I've ever seen. How people haven't. I mean, I've woken up to her. I can see her a mile off. And I think the royal family woke up to her as well. But poor Harry hasn't.
We'll wait and see. Yeah, interesting, interesting times. Now, Little Britain, one of our favourite comedies of all time, making a comeback on Netflix?
Yes, because he couldn't do it today, probably.
No.
You know, on freeware television, mainly because they'd get assailed by the politically correct crowd, you know? You know how they'd be. Well, I mean, everything they did was politically incorrect. And Matt Lucas and David Walliams, absolutely wonderful team. Wonderful show, compulsive viewing, even for the, I've seen repeats of it and repeats of it, and I still laugh. It is just wonderful, and they had a breakup, and they sort of got a bit bitter with each other for a while. Anyway, they're getting together, because they really, it's a bit like saying, you know, well, Laurel and Hardy and Abbott and Costello or whatever, they worked together so brilliantly, and were so funny together, it was a shame when they broke up. Anyway, they are getting together again, but it won't be in the immediate future, considering what's going on. But getting together again for a Netflix version of Little Britain.
Unbelievable. I'm looking forward to that. Computer
you
says...
You and me both. You and me.
Yeah. They're talking about that. The worst train wreck television, and you cannot stop watching it, is Tiger King. I could not believe, I've only just started watching it, that these weren't paid actors. This is the most amazing documentary, and everybody's talking about it.
Well, I laughed and I was stunned. But what got me, when they said there are more wild animals in American backyards than there are in the jungle.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I've been to Tippi Hedren's zoo, and I've actually patted lions and tigers and rode elephants and everything else. It was absolutely wonderful. But I don't think I'd like a tiger for a pet somehow. But this is a nut job guy called Joe Exotic, who has his own zoo filled with lions and tigers. And people go there, did you see where it cost $600 a ticket? And you get it, but when you're in there, you get the chance to pat tigers and lions and God knows what. But it is, I cannot tell these people, if you want to see the definition of nuts, just look at this show. But it also, the subject is there's a war goes on between him and Peter, the animal welfare crowd. And in fact, he's accused, I think, of murdering someone in Peter. I mean, that's where the story leads. But it is a true story, and I hear already there are moves to make a film, a feature film about it, and a lot of actors want to play Joe Exotic, because it's a role. I mean, maybe it could be Joaquin Phoenix's next role.
For people that don't know what we're talking about, Joe Exotic describes himself as the love child of Liberace and Joe Dirt. He is a gay cowboy that has a lot of Southern values, and a lot of the people that work at the zoo that he's got have all got a story to tell. It's train wreck television, but you cannot stop watching it.
It is like the night of the living dead, watching those people that work for him. I mean, have you ever seen such an oddball character?
No, never.
I might add that Joe's boyfriend is covered with tattoos and has about two teeth. I mean, it's a comedy horror show.
It is.
But if you have Netflix, look for it, Tiger King.
Yeah,
because
unbelievable.
I was absolutely transfixed by it. I couldn't take my eye. I looked at it and I'm running to another episode. I keep looking and I just couldn't turn it off. What about you?
I'm the same. Look, I haven't had the internet for 3 weeks, which doesn't matter much with all the things going on at the world at the moment. But I saw the first bit of it before it went off, and I was stunned that it wasn't just a put-up. There were actors. They were actually real people. Don't miss it, folks. While you have to be inside, look for it. Tiger King on Netflix. It will absolutely blow your mind. Mate, time's beat this. You have a great week, John Michael.
And you too, and a healthy one, mate.
Good on you, buddy. Thank you for that.
Okay,
quarter to eight.
It's the third string. It will be
Strawny for breakfast.
North Coast of the birthday wheel is next. The Thinking Man's Dow Jones Index. Yes, Queen there, crazy little thing called love on this cracker morning. Whether you're in Taree or Temagog or on the beach or in the hinterland, the Mid-North Coast looks beautiful this morning.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks, serious about sleep.
Yes, and we're serious about going to Smithtown to talk to Jan this morning. G'day, Jan.
Hello, how are you going, Strawny?
Pretty good, Jan. How are you coping with being at home?
As good as it can be.
Oh, I had a chuck out this week. I had a chuck out. You know when you get all your clothes out and you think, no, I really don't need that one and, and that. So,
especially when they don't fit you anymore.
Jan, harsh but accurate. And the other one I did, I don't know about you, but is your spice drawer a mess? You know where you've got... You know, I cleaned that out during the week as well. Now, I found some... I think it was some paste, Indian curry paste, I think. It was from a fancy little deli we got it.
Oh, it's right, like, yeah.
Seven years out of date.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing what you're finding.
It sure is, Jan. All right. You are the first spinner of the new wheel. And if you had a look at the Facebook, that photo they put up of me yesterday, that wasn't very nice. But anyway, the new wheel is good. Thanks to 40 Winks for the 1,000, Jan. What are we looking for you?
Number 11.
Number 11, Jenny. All right, here we go on the new wheel. Doesn't it look schmick? Doesn't it look schmick? Number 11, come on, number 11. Oh, Jan. 14, I did it up out of the chair. I can't believe it. Cash, Jan. Look, end of the month, we didn't give away the next Triple M bag, which is a pretty cool bit of gear, and Taylor jam packs it full of freebies as well. You're in the running to win that. It's been lovely chatting to you, Jan.
Yes, thank you.
And you're very right about the clothes that didn't fit me, but anyway. Thanks, Jan.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Isn't she lovely? Jenny from Smithtown. Now, of your birthday today, I can tell you, you are sharing your birthdays with the likes of Heath Ledger, Hugo Weaving and Graham Norton, all born on April 3.
I love Triple M.
Woo! Triple M Mid-North Coast, that is Kiss there, Rock and Roll All Night. It's 7 to 9. Look, Australians always find a comedy in a crisis. Bruce Doherty, that is a shocking joke you've sent me, and I'm going to tell everybody. All right, here's Bruce's joke. Now, what do you call 20 people gathered in a park in today's circumstances? Answer, two weddings and a funeral. Bruce, please, what are you doing? Hey, have you heard that reworked Beatles song that's doing the rounds on social media about washing your hands? I like it.
Oh, yeah, touch that something. I think you understand. Now I need a scrubbing. I got to wash my hands. Second plan. Now my water's running. I gotta wash my hands. I gotta wash my hands. I gotta wash my hands. 'Cause if I catch it, I'll feel crappy inside.
Triple M, how good is that version? I got to wash my hands. Love it, love it. That's it for us on the show for today. We're down another week, folks. You're doing exceptionally well. The numbers aren't big on the Mid-North Coast, but we've got to keep doing the right thing. Big shout out again to our health workers. Wow, we are so in awe of what you're doing. Thank you so much. Keep washing your hands. Stay home unless you have to go out for essentials. Please, everybody, it is vitally, vitally important. We'll be back Monday morning. Stand by. After 9, Ray on 131-873. Be kind to each other, everybody.
Is heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy. Making the best of each day.